Masachas Nida, Perek Yod, Mishnah Zayin. This will be the final recording from Masachas Nida, the final two Mishnahs, and this will be my final recording for this Seder of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. It's been a terrific journey. So all of you who have stuck with it from the beginning, congratulations to you, and all of you who picked up somewhere in the middle and are still with it, also a mazel tov to you. You should all be zaycha to continue your learning and continue your journey through Shas and Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Mishnah Zayim Moidim, and they agree, meaning Beshamay Besol. This is a continuation from yesterday's Mishnah or the previous Mishnah. Beshamay and Besol, Beshamay and Hillel would both agree that a woman, Shehi, that a woman, meaning a woman who is Yesheves Adam Tar, as we discussed yesterday, she Achelis B'Meiser, that she can eat meiser, meaning meiser sheni. The koitzel achalan, she can cut off challah from the dough, umakefes, and bring it near or surround it, as we'll discuss in a second, mekari l'shem, and designate it as challah. Umakefes can mean she surrounds, meaning she put the pan around both the dough and the challah. She can eat meiser sheni, just to go back for a second, she can eat meiser because the isser of what can be eaten while she is yesheves al damtar applies to hektish and truma, but not meiser. That's first of all. As in regards to challah, before she designates it as challah, she can cut off the piece and touch it because someone who's yesheves al damtar, she has a sheni l'tuma, which does not affect non-hektish food. However, after she designates it for challah, then it becomes hektish, and therefore she can't touch it because she'll then, because it will then get tummy. Our Mishnah is teaching us that we don't have to be concerned that if she's allowed to touch it before she pronounces it challah, that she will also touch it afterwards. The Amnafal Miroko Midam Tahara and the Shaman Besol also both agree that if someone for saliva or damtar fell on a loaf of truma, Kikar Shal Truma, on a loaf of Truma, Shehu Tahar, that the loaf of Truma is going to remain Tahar. If it's Tvulis Yamar, touches any non-hektish liquids, the liquids remain pure, they remain Tahar. So too, her saliva and her blood are like any other liquid. So therefore, if these liquids fall on Truma, it remains Tahar. If, however, Tvulis Yamar were to touch the Truma, then it would become Tamei. Separate thing now, Beishamir and Beishamai said that Tzricha Tefillah Ba'achrayna, she needs Tefillah in a mikvah at the end of her purifying days, meaning after the 40 days or the 80 days that we discussed following the birth of the baby. So this tefillah is in order to enable her to enter the Beis HaMikdash, or if she was from a family of Kohanim, then to eat Truma. Tefillah Siyam Arach, who was Toivel at the end of her Yumei Tuma, should automatically become eligible to eat Truma at the end of her of those purifying days. But nevertheless, Shammai required a second tefillah at the end of these days, because he said that since a woman can't eat truma during these days, she'll not be careful in observing her status of tahira throughout. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel would say, no, she would not need a separate tefillah at the end because her status is the same as a tefil yom, who automatically becomes tar without any additional tefillah necessary. Beis Hillel would agree that it's necessary for her to tevel after her days to enable her to eat any carbonus or any hektish foods. Mishnah Ches, the final Mishnah of Maseches Nida. Sometimes Maseches end off with a Mishnah that's a little bit off topic and end on a different kind of a note, a lighter note, but Maseches Nida does no such thing. Maseches Nida continues till the very end, and we're talking about Toma and Tyra, a brief introduction. So, as we mentioned several times, after 7 days of Nida, I'll try to go a little quickly here, after 7 days of Nida and 11 days, the 11 days of Ziva begin. If during one of these 11 days, a woman sees Dam, so she's considered, that's considered a Zava, and she becomes Tame, and she's known as a Zava Katana. On the following day, she's toivel herself in the mikvah. If during the entire day she does not see Dam, then at night she can resume having marital relations. This observance of the day following the flow of Ziva is known as Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. If she sees Dam, Ziva, on three consecutive days within her 11 days of Ziva, then she becomes a Zava Gedayla, as we mentioned previously, and as you can see in the introduction that is linked in the email. Our mission deals with a case where a woman experiences a flow of Ziva on the 11th day. Is she obligated to apply the rules of Shemar Siyam Keneged Yom to the 12th day? Or do we say that since the 12th day is actually the beginning of the days of Nida, the laws of Shemar Siyam Keneged Yom do not apply? So let's delve right in. Someone who sees on the 11th day, V'tavla L'Erev, and then is Tavla in the evening, V'shimsha, and then and then has relations, Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai says mitamim, then they are mitamei mishkav u'moishav, chayvim bekarbon. So they say that both the husband and wife would be mitama to objects which you lay or sit, and that each of them are obligated if they would violate a halacha to bring a carbon chata. So Beis Shammai holds that this case is no different than that of a husband and wife who had relations while she was a shemaras yam keneged yam. Beisil and Beisil would argue and say patur min hakarbon, that they are pater from a carbon. They believe, Beisil, that is, that there is no d'oraisa requirement to observe the laws of shemaras yam keneged yam on the 12th day. Next case. Tavla b'yom shel achrav. So let's a brief introduction. If a woman experiences dam on the first day of ziva, so then she's required to observe the second day as a shemaras yam keneged yam. If she checks herself on the second day in the morning and she doesn't see anything, then she could be tovel during the day and she's tar, but she has to wait until the night to have marital relations. And the reason being that if she were to experience dam later during the day, she would become a zava retroactively to the time of her tefillah. If a woman experiences ziva on the 11th day, there's no deraisa obligation, according to Beis Hillel, to be shemaras yam keneged yam on the 12th day. But the Chacham said that dam ziva occurring on the 11th day should be treated the same as dam ziva occurring on any other day. So this woman observed part of the 12th day, went to the mikvah, had relations, and then subsequently experienced this dam. So did the Chacham in this case declare them retroactively tamei? So this is the machlekes between Shammai and Hillel. Tavla b'yam shel ha'achrav, if she was tevel herself on the following day, on the 12th day, and therefore did partially observe the laws of Shemar Siyam Kineged Yayim, v'shimsha is beisa, and then she had relations, v'achkach rasa, and then afterwards, she saw dam. So Bishamri and Bishamri says mitamim, that they are mitamim, mishkav u'moishav, u'ptur min ha'karban, similar to what we just said before. And they say that the flow of the 12th day does not, midaraisa, cause retroactive impurity to ziva back to the time of her tefillah. Beisila says hareza gargaron, that this one is a glutton. That's what it means. It's meaning this one is a glutton for sinning, since she may come to do so during her first 10 days of ziva. So therefore, there's a rabbanon word geyser against this behavior. Nevertheless, they are tar because Beisil says that there's no deraisa shemaras yam keneged yam on the 12th day, and B, even though there is a rabbanon, a gzeirat rabbanon of shemaras yam keneged yam, they did in fact observe part of the 12th day, like we said, which would really be enough. So therefore, the husband is tar, and there is, of course, no requirement to bring a carbon. Umaydim, and they agree, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Baraya b'saych achar asa yam, if they see, or if this woman would see in within the 11 days, v'tavol ever then be tavol in the erev v'shimsha, and then had relations, that shem etamin would be metam mishkav v'mashav chayvim b'karbon, then they would be. Therefore, if they had relations, right, he assumes her toma, even if she does not see any dam the following day, and both of them are obligated to bring a carbon chatas. And finally, finishing off, the Masechta, Tavla b'yam shel achrav, if she was tovel herself the following day, if she sees dam ziva on one of the first 10 days, and then she's tovel in a mikvah the following day, which implies that she did technically observe the shemaras yam keneged yam, and then v'shimsha, then she had relations before the end of the day, hareza tarbus ra, this is bad behavior, because if she sees something later in the day, she becomes a zava retroactively, and then whatever umagan, and whatever hektish food or truma food that they would touch, ubilasan, and also their relations, their marital relations that they had, is tluyim, is going to be, like tluyim vayim, is going to be in a state of suspense if during the remainder of the days she experiences no dam, and the truma that they came in contact with is tar, and they don't have to bring a carbon chatas. But if she sees dam later in the day, then the food which she came in contact with is going to be tamei, and they are required to bring carbon chatas because she became a zava retroactively, so that's why it's tluyim. Hadron Allah, Masachas Nida, and Mazel Tov to all who were Messiah.